Welcome to the Tales of Transformation podcast. I'm your host, Anne Girling, the Unlikely Guru, and I'm on a mission to empower women with knowledge and inspire them to action so they can transform themselves and their lives to become the healthiest and most vibrant versions of themselves. In this podcast, you'll hear and learn from women's stories of transformation as well as my own. Welcome to the Tales of Transformation podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Tales of Transformation podcast. And I'm delighted to welcome my guest today, Sandra Garlick, who some of you may well know. I first met Sandra
just over a year ago.
Yeah. And I've been recommended her Women Who Academy by someone else. So I went along to a meeting, slightly in awe of this lady, I'm going to be honest. And found that there was just her and me on the call. And so she turns to me and she says, right, Anne, let's do a podcast. So it's like, and we did one. It was great. And I've been a member of her academy and her masterclass ever since. So let me tell you a bit about her before we hear from Sandra. So Sandra Garlick creates women in business role models. She's a speaker, author and business mentor and the founder of Women Who. Her mission is to create more women in business role models to inspire others. Sandra has established a Women in Business network that empowers, celebrates, and educates aspiring and established female entrepreneurs. Through the Women Who Achieves Awards, the Women Who Achieves Academy, and Speaker Boot Camps, she provides a platform for women to showcase their successes and gain visibility. Sandra believes that everyone is unique and has the ability to inspire others, whatever their ability or disability. She simply creates the opportunities for women to pursue and realise their entrepreneurial dreams. Sandra was awarded her MBE in the New Year's Honours List in 2020 for her outstanding contributions to women in business. So welcome.
Thank you.
So I know you've got quite a story, Sandra. So would you like to share whatever you'd like to share of how you came to be this amazing women's role model?
Well, you know, when somebody, and thank you for having me on your podcast, Anne, I really appreciate that. When somebody reads out your blurb, as it was, and you sit there and you listen and you think, who's she talking about? Is that me? And it sort of gives you that pinch me moment. Oh, wow. You know, how did I get here? And, you know, I'm no different to anybody else. I've followed a path that many other women have followed. You know, I sort of went to school, I left school, I got married very young, got divorced, two young children, single mum, and wanted a better future for them. And I think, you know, through my journey, I can actually see peaks and troughs of where I had self-belief and confidence, and times when I had absolutely zero confidence. And I think, you know, early years, and I was speaking last night at an event, and I said, we are born confident. We are born with confidence. It's what happens around us and to us that takes that confidence, destroys that confidence, or embraces it. And I was a very confident child. My mum told me I could be anything I wanted to be, and I believed her. I believed her all through those early school years. You know, I believed I could pass my 11 plus. I believed I could be one of the top 100 girls in the city. And I was. In my teens, it got knocked out of me. I got it back when I left school and went in search of boys and shoes and everything else that, you know, school leavers do. And then I got married. And then again, my confidence just disappeared as I became attached to somebody else, but molded into what they wanted me to be, not who I was. And it took me a long time to see that. And I think when I came out of my marriage with my two young boys, and they were only 4 and 7 at the time, I was on a mission then to find a job that would provide for them in the future. It had to be a job that paid well, and I had zero qualifications. So I embarked on an 8-year period of study and qualification and qualified as a solicitor. And did that for many years, even starting up my own legal practice. And I think it took an ankle break and a period of reflection, forced reflection, almost to burnout, I think it was, for me to realise that I wasn't passionate about what I was doing, and went back to an idea 10 years that I had 10 years earlier. You know, you sit at your corporate desk and you sit there and you say, Oh, if only. And I used to, in my lunch hour, we got the internet then, I'd Google things I'd fancy doing and come up with ideas and captured those ideas. And it took me 10 years to actually realise an ankle break to achieve that. And I recognised that actually I wanted to provide all the things that had held me back through my journey. People putting me down, losing my confidence, not recognizing my abilities and achievements, and the woman who was born.
So tell us about more about Woman Who.
So, Woman Who started off as an awards event. As I said, I broke my ankle, and 90 days later, I was on crutches in a marquee delivering my first awards, ably assisted by my youngest son, who was helping to look after me at the time. And it was a one-off, it purely was. But I was approached straight afterwards by the Federation of Small Businesses and said, we need you to sit on our national task force. This is what it's all about. We've got a report. We want to get into the regions. We want women like you to start networks and feed the issues back to us. So that's what I did. I remember sitting at number 10 with this task force thinking, oh my, how did I get here? And then I set up the Woman Who Inspires Network. I did more awards, published books, collaborative books where I featured women. And it was all about enabling women and creating the opportunities for them to stand on stages, share their stories, inspire others, and also get their stories out. Because I think there's nothing better. We all loved a bedtime story as a kid. There's nothing better than hearing somebody's story who's trodden that path and you're sitting there and going, oh my gosh, that's me. I can do that too. And that's what I wanted to create, role models that inspire other women to take that first step. And I've carried on doing that through my awards, the Academy, which you mentioned, which was born out of the pandemic and still going strong. And also the speaker boot camps that I'm now doing to help women to find their story, provide the stages for them to get started, and watch them fly with their speaking journeys as well.
Amazing. I think I remember you saying at some point when you were speaking that you felt very strongly when you set up the first awards that there just weren't awards for women.
Yeah, the very first awards actually was awards. They were categories in awards, and we had a rising star in education that would, reach out to young people. It's very difficult to do that because the schools find it very hard to fit it in their curriculum to allow these young girls to put themselves forward. But no, we've had a male category as well because there are a lot of men who support women in business. And I wanted to say, a big round of applause for the men, because I wouldn't have Woman Who today without an army of men behind me. I've got my photographer's a man, the guy that produces my podcast is a man. I think this world, I didn't want it to be a man bashing organization. I embrace men. I love their contributions. I've got male judges on my awards. I think it brings a great dynamic, and men are very welcome and do attend my events and awards.
Absolutely, because my husband's been there.
He has, yeah.
And I think you're so, but I think you're so right because we need what we lack in the world, in the big world, big troubled world out there, is that feminine bit, isn't it? We need the balance, not one or the other, the yin and the yang, and we haven't got that. So
No, it's
absolutely, I mean, I
interesting.
wouldn't be doing, I'm pointing my pen over there. Nobody can see that, obviously, except you, because that's where my husband sits. But when you've got that support, doesn't it make a difference?
It does. And I think, too many women in business organizations tend to exclude men, believing, no, this is just for women. This is just for women. And yeah, there is some places where it should, my academy is just for women, because I think women share things probably in that arena and on my mastermind that they wouldn't want to share in front of men. We talk about all sorts, and I think that's a special place. But my events, I've had men come up to me after the awards, after they've heard the speakers on stage, and go, wow, I was so inspired by that. Now, who's to say that they shouldn't be in the room? I once went to a Women in Business Awards event, and we were supposed to have a man at our table, and we were told he couldn't come because it was a female-only event. I think they changed in subsequent years, but I will never exclude men from my events. And if I did get a man that wanted to come to my academy, then I'd think about it, because I want to be inclusive, not exclusive in that way.
Brilliant. So what's next for you, Sandra?
Well, I've had collaborative books, but I must write my own. I've probably got about 10 in my head. I've got visions in the future of, living abroad half the year and, dictating my books into my phone and having books published every year. Whether that will come or not, I don't know. But no, I am growing the academy. I'm growing my sort of network, my free community, and I just want to deliver more. I'm doing some research at the moment for a new program that I'm developing for the summer. I talk a lot about blue zones and I'm fascinated by them and the longevity that it affords because we're living longer. We are, as a race, we're living longer. But also, there are these identified pots around the world where longevity 100 plus is the norm. And I've been reading a lot into that, and I think we can translate that into business.
Yeah, I think you're right. Have you read Ikigai?
Yes, it's
Yeah.
about day and it's about living your purpose,
Yeah.
and there's no such word as a retirement. It talks about the Japanese village of Okinawa, and they've identified these different villages and places all over the world, really, Costa Rica and Greece and Sardinia. So yeah, it's fascinated me, absolutely fascinated me, and I believe that we can bring that into business. And I said this year, people say, what are you working on this year? And I say, I'm working on my health, my wealth, and my happiness. And I think they're the three core elements that bring into Ikigai and also to this blue zone, the way of thinking. So yeah, watch this space.
I love it because I remember when I read it, I thought, I think one of the physical activity they talk about is walking and gardening, which are my two favorite physical activities. And I realized that both my parents, who lived well into their 90s, dad was 97, mum 98, that's what they did. They did it as long as they could. In fact, mum didn't give up. She never gave up gardening until she physically was not up and around or thinking hospital. So you just know that there's so much in that, and just drink the olive oil and the red wine as well.
I know it's all, and I mean, I'm half Italian, so my grandma lived till she was 96. My aunts lived till they're 95. My mum is 93 this year. So I come from a breeding stock of women that do have longevity, and the common thing is they live on Italian diets,
Yeah.
so they're doing something right. My mum was out gardening and up ladders until she was probably 91, 92. So they just, and she cleaned her house top to bottom every day. That was just her makeup. The paramedics used to walk in when she'd, we had to call 999 for any reason. And they go, gosh, this house is immaculate. And she'd announce, I do it all myself. She was very proud of that fact. But that's her longevity. That's what she was getting her daily exercise. She was living her purpose.
Absolutely. I just so agree with you, but isn't it wonderful when you have to those parents to look to that you think, I'm confident of another 25 years at least, and to fulfill my purpose. Because sometimes I think, gosh, it's taken you 74 flipping years to get there. Now you've got there, you want to actually really live it and enjoy it. So that's the plan. So what are the, I don't think I've asked this question. If I have, tell me to shut up. Or maybe I have. Have I asked you what you've learned?
No, you haven't.
Okay.
But I can tell you if you
Yeah,
like.
what have you learned? What are the key things you've learned on that, on your journey?
On my journey, I think the key things that I've learned is you can be anything you want to be. So often we're told we can't do something. And I believe if you put your mind to anything, you've got the power within you to change it. And everything I've set my sight on or I've wanted to do, I've done it. You may not have a straight road. You may not get straight there. There'll be lots of detours on the way. I say it's like a journey to a destination. We'd like to go up the motorway, but if it's shut, we have to take a few detours. And, I may not have gone the easy route. I may not have gone the straightforward route. But I think with determination, focus, and belief in yourself that you can achieve things, I've learned that actually, if I set myself a sight or a goal or intention, whatever that may be, and decide to do it, I'm the one that's got the power to do it. I shouldn't rely on other people all the time because nobody's going to do it for me. People might teach me, they might be an enabler, they might help me, but I'm the one that's in charge of that pathway of where I want to go.
Brilliant. Well, that's a great lesson for us all. Just know that you can get there. Build belief. I'm actually reading a book called right now. It's called The Magic of Thinking Big. Have you read it?
No, I haven't actually, no.
It's written in the, I think, the 50s, or anyway, the last century. And it's all about, first chapter's about belief and absolutely holding that belief.
Yeah.
So do you read those kind of books, Sandra? I'm sure you do.
I do read personal development books. I very rarely read fiction, except when I'm on a beach. And I do like a good, what they call chick lit, just for like reading. I'd always take one with me. But I love reading autobiographies. I love reading autobiographies of women in business and men that have achieved something in their life. And you can learn business lessons from that. And then I like reading personal development books. I read a lot of books that people I know have written because I like to support them. So I buy their books, and actually that they're all on different topics. And then I read books that just are the big books, like, you know, Why, and all those are the Eat That Frog, and all those are the ones. Very much business development, very much that way for me.
So if you were to pick an autobiography for people who are listening this and me to read, what would it be?
The one that struck me the most, which isn't probably the most easiest to read, but it struck me the most, was Hilary DeVay's book. And I can't remember the title of it off the back of my head. But she talks about how she grew up, her childhood, and how she actually saw the vision of the business. Because what she created was a pallet hub for logistics, but she couldn't understand. She just looked at it and thought, why are they running it like this? Wouldn't there be an easier way? And she developed this easier way of running that sort of sector, the whole sector in haulage and transport. And it's the way she shared how her mind worked and how she developed. She had that vision and she brought it to life. And, you know, it was just something so simple. And yet she was determined she was going to change things. And I loved the fact that she recognized it, but she did something about it. So often we sit back and say, oh, there's a better way of doing this. And then we just sit back and wait for somebody to do it. But she actually took the steps to implement that and put it in place. Oh, it's all about her life as well and whatever. But that from that book, that's what I remember, and that really resonated with me.
I'll see if I can find it out. How do you spell this woman's surname?
DeVey, Hilary DeVey. She used to be a dragon, I think.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, one of the original. She passed away.
All right, okay.
So yeah, she was a dragon, I think, in the very early days.
I'll see if I can find the book and put it in the show notes. I'll guess it anyway. So is there anything else you'd like to add, share, like any events that you've got coming up? Because I know you always do.
Well, I've got my awards coming up. So I've always got awards coming up. I run two awards each year. One is the Woman Who Achieves Awards, which usually happens in May and June each year. And then in October, I always hold my Woman Who Achieves Solopreneur Awards. And that's just for women who are doing it on their own. And I think they deserve special recognition because that's so hard when you step out of corporate life or away from what you were doing and you do things on your own. I think it's a tough world out there, and I love to bring them all together and see the buzz in the room.
And the best way to find out about them is to go to your website, I guess.
All my events, everything I do, the academy, the awards, the speaker boot camps, everything, plus some free downloads on my website, which is womanwho.co.uk.
Right, so I'll put those, definitely be putting those in the show notes. So that's brilliant. So, well, do you know, Sandra, it's been lovely to, have you on the other side.
It's quite
Free of
nice, isn't it?
charge. Say, I can ask the questions I want. There were probably many more, but we haven't got loads of time. So thank you very much for coming on my podcast. And I'll say goodbye from both of us and lots of love to everybody. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to the Tales of Transformation podcast. Let me ask you, what was your number one takeaway that you can implement into your life right now to start you off on your transformation journey? Hit subscribe or follow so you know when the next episode is ready for you to listen to. And please leave a review and invite your friends to follow too. And if you're not a member of my Unlikely Guru community on Facebook, join now for inspiration, education, accountability, and connection with like-minded women. The link is in the show notes. See you next time with lots of love from me, your host, Anne Girling, the Unlikely Guru.